Fallout Equestria Heroes by No One. Chapter 17. Choices.
If a pony resists you, you must feed them lead and fire. However, if they bend the knee, you must help them back up, else no pony will ever bend.
Who the fuck is Silver Storm?
Flair, as always, asked the best questions, even if he didn't truly understand why. Who was I? I certainly wasn't a loving mother, and I was a failure as a heartless mercenary. So who exactly was I, and why was I there? Somehow I failed at being both Hired Gun and Silver Storm. I guess that meant I needed a new name. Smooth Tongue, that fucking bastard, seemed amused at Flair's outburst.
Why, is a giant mare with a silver coat? Oh, has she not told you? I suppose that is to be expected. She was always good at running, weren't you, Silver?
I winced and avoided eye contact.
Damn it! What was he doing here? If it was any other pony but him.
You know this freak Hired?
Flair seemed more than a bit shocked at the revelation. I nodded slowly. For his part, the bastard leaned across the counter, grinning from ear to ear.
Yes, she used to work for me. You really know nothing at all about your traveling companion?
Fuck off, Smooth!
I looked back up at the olive buck and showed him my most defiant glare.
I never worked for you! Never!
I would never work for him.
Fuck him! Just... damn it!
Oh?
He tapped his pipbuck on the table. Wait, when did he get one of those?
If I recall, you often guarded over my land. Not to mention the thousands of times you scavenged through ruins on my behalf.
I flushed and looked away, because he had the right of it.
And those times you fought for me, or did you forget?
No, I only tried to. How could I forget my home, though? Loath as I was to admit it, any time I worked for Mareford, I worked for him.
You...
Flair folded his wings to his back and looked over to me in shock.
You were a raider.
Was I? I didn't do any raiding myself, and the only time I fought was in the defense of my home. On the other hoof, I worked directly for him, and my work, my town's work, was vital in him keeping control over a large swath of land. Hell, the weapons that he had pointing at me were probably ones I had dug out myself.
Hey!
There wasn't an easy answer.
No. Yes.
I stumped my metal leg.
Maybe.
He didn't seem impressed.
It's my town. It was under his control. I never killed for him.
It was the closest thing to the truth I could think of.
I tried to kill him, I...
Failed.
Smooth Tongue failed.
Guards! He looked at the groups that had brought us. Thank you for bringing these ponies to my attention, but I have ample protection.
He nodded to the guards on either side of them. As our capturers left, he continued.
She nearly killed me, though. You should pat her on the back.
High stakes did.
I think he was mocking me. She broke my leg and left me limping, and I can't thank you enough for that. I was out for a week, and during that one of my lieutenants tried to seize control of Mareford.
I suddenly stood up much straighter.
Luckily, most of the ponies were smarter than you. Barricaded themselves inside the central building. A few still died, but not as many as could have.
I gulped and looked at my feet.
Who died?
Starbell, Whitewalker, Brightflame, Hedge, and Greywind.
I winced. More names to add to my list of failure.
You'll be happy to know your failure put my leadership into question. I needed a show of force to remind ponies why it is I am in charge. Extending my territory works, and once these fool ponies surrender, I will establish one of my most trusted ponies as mayor and return to Stable 42. It is further than most of my towns, so I fully expect him to rebel. But by then my little show will be over, and it won't matter.
You're wasting the lives of those under you so you can prove a point?
High Stakes did not seem at all impressed, at least guessing from the haughty look he was giving Smooth.
Of course.
I really hated the way Smooth Tongue smiled. It just made my skin crawl.
It is a game those in charge must play. It is a show of power, of force, showing that I will do whatever I want. I am not physically strong, so I must show in some way why I am allowed to rule, and why others must follow. When they doubt that, I crush them.
You get others to do the crushing,
High Stakes said simply.
Others like me, or like Hired.
Power is not just about the size of one's gun or how many ponies they kill. Oh yes, that can be important, but it is not everything. He waved his hoof. I doubt you would understand subtleties. Understood subtlety, all right. It was exactly what I needed to end him.
You mean?
Serenity said, scrunching her little face at him.
And you smell?
Nice one. I smiled my approval down at her. Oh, I did not see the little one. He leaned almost exaggeratedly over the counter. Tell me, little one, what is your name?
Serenity continued to give her best scowl before saying,
Serenity.
A pretty name for a pretty filly.
Coming out of his mouth, that was way too creepy.
Silver, I am surprised you picked up another.
He said as if it was as easy as buying a new gun.
Considering what happened to your
Smooth Tongue, if you finish that sentence, all the guards in the world won't be able to protect you.
There was no bluffing in my voice. His guards could riddle me full of holes, but if he dared to bring up Foundation against me, I would tear him limb from limb, and if I died trying, I'd come back from the dead to finish the fucking job.
Touchy as always, but more talkative. This can be only a plus the way I see it. So, tell me, Hired, was it?
Fuck him and his grin.
What have you been doing with yourself? So much has changed, and I feel we haven't had the time to catch up.
I didn't respond.
Really? Nothing at all? So many friends for so little done. You know,
said Flair,
I'm going to base a villain off you in my next story. You hit all the marks perfectly. Tell me, is it on purpose, or are you just like this naturally?
The Raider leader laughed.
A little of both, I'm afraid. The type of ponies I deal with are better handled by treating them as if they were beneath you. If you lower yourself to their level, they think they can be you. It is fine if they hate me, so long as they fear and respect me.
There was a slight chuckle in his voice.
If you wish, I can go further into the realm of villainhood so to have some pony to hate accurately. Let me see. I suppose I should start by insulting the tall pony's glasses and hairstyle. Straight over one eye? Are you a sullen teenager? Next, I would mock you.
He said, addressing Flair.
Perhaps mentioning how ineffectual and pathetic the remnants are, and then pointing out you are not nearly as funny as you believe. Next would be mocking Silver for her new cybernetic equipment. Making her question if she is truly pony or just a soulless machine, followed by an obvious insult toward her lack of intelligence.
With a weary sigh, he continued.
Finally, I must, as all great villains do, threaten to harm the child if my wishes are not met. Is that sufficient for your work? Can you laugh maniacally too? Place your hoofs together and reference vague events that will only make sense in retrospect? I mean, if you're going for the evil thing, you might as well go all the way.
Flair said. To my eternal surprise, Smooth Tongue laughed.
Oh, I like you. How would you like a job? How would you like a mine in your rectum?
Flair shot back.
You know, on a scale from 1 to 10.
Smoothtongue's jovial expression faded as a guard entered the room behind us.
Sorry. A far too familiar voice said behind me. Am I intruding?
The voice paused.
Silver? What the fuck are you doing here?
Wanting to kick my brother in the face. I hadn't seen Summer Silk, or Meadow, or whatever he was calling himself now, since Stable 42 when he shot me.
With poison. From space.
Getting captured. Shocking, I know.
Flair answered for me. Once he gets going, he just doesn't stop.
Who are you anyway? Another of these raiders?
I am Summer Silk, he answered. Of the Crimson Hoof. Silver Storm is my idiot sister. I apologize for whatever she did to bring you here.
The silvery gray stallion said as he slowly trotted around us, giving me a wide berth before standing off to the side of Smoothtongue.
Uncle?
Serenity asked. No one answered her. That could only be for the best.
Meadow, I assume you are here to shoot me again?
I glared at my former brother.
Don't miss this time. You won't get another chance.
He sounded abashed.
One time, and you attacked first.
You shot me with poison! From space!
Are you two done bickering?
Smoothtongue asked. That's exactly what we were doing. Just like old times. Only with poison bullets. From space. And Smoothtongue kept talking because ponies loved to talk me to death.
Have you made any progress with the villagers, Summer?
Sorry, sir.
My stupid-ass brother said.
Any pony who gets halfway up that hill gets shot at. We could take it by storm, but with impressive losses. On both sides. We've tried all sides of the hill, but they have plenty of snipers.
Continuing his theme of being evil, Smoothtongue said,
as if they stood a chance. I applaud them their valor for defending their home, but it is pointless. We hold superior numbers and tactics. If I wished it, I could send a stealth squad into their casino, slaughter their snipers, and raise the building to the ground without ever firing a shot.
I doubted that, but I wished him the best. Except not.
I would like to avoid that, however. A town without townsfolk is a graveyard, and I would prefer to have that town continue. Only under my control.
A slightly different tone than when Meadow wasn't around.
Interesting. We'll talk to them, High Stakes said.
Wait, what? No, we wouldn't.
And most certainly not for that asshole. I had to work for him my entire life and I was not going back just as soon as I got free. No way! Hired, stop glaring at me.
I wasn't glaring at High Stakes. I was trying to set him on fire. With my mind.
We were sent here to do a job.
He turned his head back towards Smoothtongue and he didn't catch fire.
Drat! Hired here has been to the town before and may be recognized. Meaning we may be able to negotiate a deal for their surrender. However, we require payment. A promise that all caravans coming through this town will not be taxed.
The leader rebutted.
Taxes are a good source of income and the Crimson Hoof will require tribute by the town.
And in time, they would use the town, steal its males and make a larger army. I'm not entirely sure why males though, as females could fight just as well. Maybe each town's pony tribute was set up differently.
Yes, High Stakes admitted as his glasses flashed. But caps can be gained in more than one way. The reason this town is a hub for caravans has to do with a casino. Take a percentage of their profits and open up trade routes with your towns in the north. You get more traders coming in and more money for your casino. Taxes will drive business away, but this way you'll get more, and thus more caps in the long term.
The raider leader clapped mockingly.
Well now, I'm impressed, if it works. But it's the brightest idea I have heard all day. I'm still lost,
Flair said.
So,
he pointed a hoof at me.
You worked for him. He pointed at Smooth. Or lived in a town he owned. You're also his sister. He pointed at Meadow. And he actually works for him because he's an ass or something.
I nodded.
So then you, he pointed his hoof at me, try to kill him.
Why did he keep pointing at ponies? I didn't understand.
But was protected by your brother who shot you.
With poison. From space.
I added.
Right, space poison, which explains why Skyfall is so obsessive. Where was I?
He furrowed his brow.
Fuck, I'm lost again. Whatever, you're all insane and I hate you.
Thanks for the input. It has been noted and discarded.
His eyes gleamed at high stakes.
How do you deal with these stupid ponies? It must be a task.
High stakes did not respond.
Right. Smooth Tongue continued. But it is your job and you do it so amiably. What was your name?
High stakes moved to answer but was cut off.
It doesn't matter. Funny that. Now that we are done catching up, I suppose I should put you to use.
My lovely brother eyed me warily and gulped nervously.
If I may offer a suggestion, it seems you are planning to let her try and convince the townsfolk to surrender, but is that wise? She did try to kill you before and doesn't seem to have changed temperament.
Never let a tool go to waste, Summer. Silver Storm may be wild and unpredictable.
I hated it when ponies talked about me as if I wasn't even there. It was just rude.
But at the very worst, it'll be one, maybe two more ponies we'll need to kill. A single pony can't change the tide of an unwinnable battle, no matter how strong. At best, we win without much of a fight at all. Besides...
His red eyes sparkled as they stared at me fully. I knew what he was thinking. He didn't even say it. There was no way he was taking Serenity from me. I put my hoof down in front of Serenity and focused on the shotgun in my saddlebag. I wondered if I grabbed it, then switched to stop timing mode if I stood a chance. It was the only option as there was no way. I refused.
Do you know why villains use less than savory methods?
Smooth Tongue asked.
Because they are effective. Please tie the filly up as insurance to Silver's good behavior.
He smiled.
Be good and not a hair in her mane will be hurt. Can't argue with that now, can you? Tell you what, I'll even let you take your Pegasus friend with you to help with your negotiations. It's just business, right? Do this and I can assure you that the town will allow caravans free travel.
Don't worry, Mama.
I looked down at the source of the small voice. She was shaking, but her face seemed confident as she said,
You'll come back for me. You can do it. I'll be fine, don't worry.
I could do it. Yeah. I was not okay with this. There was no way I'd ever be okay with this. Not with her. Not here. But I had no choice.
Heartwarming. Smooth said. Escort Silver and the Pegasus as far as the hill and leave the others here as collateral. Worst comes to worst, they are mistaken as Crimson Hoof and the defenders lose two bullets.